Americans learned recently that four popular painkillers may be harmful to their health or even fatal. The drugs are Vioxx, Celebrex, Bextra, and Naproxen. They've been linked to an increased risk of heart attack and stroke. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports it took many years to discover the risk.
For most of the 20th century, Americans had treated their aches and pains with aspirin and then with drugs such as ibuprofen, naproxen, and about a dozen others that were approved first as prescription drugs and then sold over the counter. All these drugs worked roughly in the same way. They reduced inflammation and dampened pain. But they also irritated the stomach. The painkillers were blamed for an estimated 16,000 deaths a year from gastric bleeding. Then, in 1999, two new drugs, Celebrex and Vioxx, burst on the scene.
Ask your doctor today about Vioxx and find out what Vioxx can do for you.
I will not give in.
I will not give in.
I will not give in to the joint pain of osteoarthritis.
It was a watershed event for the pain market. The drugs were available by prescription only, but they were heavily advertised to consumers. The selling point of the drugs was safety. Because of how Celebrex and Vioxx worked, they were believed to be gentler on the stomach. Richard Evans, pharmaceutical analyst for Sanford Bernstein & Company, says the newcomers changed how arthritis sufferers bought their drugs.
People with arthritis know they have arthritis, and they all tend to get a prescription. However, after Celebrex and Vioxx, they tended to go in looking for a specific brand.
Within months, Celebrex's sales exceeded $1 billion. By 2000, Vioxx crossed that mark. But soon, the first inescapable signs that the drugs were risky for the heart emerged. That happened during large-scale safety trials intended to conclusively prove to the FDA that the drugs were safe for the stomach. The studies showed that Vioxx was 5 times riskier than another drug for the heart. Celebrex also showed an increase in heart risk, but it was much smaller. Merck, which made Vioxx, downplayed the findings. In a now famous paper published in August 2001 in the Journal of the American Medical Association, three scientists from the Cleveland Clinic called for new safety tests. Eric Topol was one of the authors. He's a cardiologist and chief academic officer and provost of the Cleveland Clinic.
Our plea was for the manufacturers of these drugs to do trials in typical patients with heart disease who take low-dose aspirin, who have arthritis. And that would have been the ideal group of patients to focus on, because then we could get the answer quickly.
Topol says earlier studies didn't show the problem because, for the most part, they excluded patients with heart disease. Again, analyst Richard Evans.
The trial design that Topol suggested was probably the cleanest, quickest, efficient, and clearest way to get to the answer. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
But Evans says drug makers weren't interested in the safety trials, in part because proof that the drugs caused heart attacks would have killed their consumer appeal.
There are so many alternatives in the market. If you eliminate that safety image by saying there's incremental cardiovascular risk, then why not just go back to the old drugs because they're just as effective?
The FDA did not have the authority to require those trials. It would take 3 more years before a different study for cancer prevention happened to prove the heart attack risk of Vioxx and Celebrex. It would take an Alzheimer's trial for naproxen to show its potential heart risk, though many scientists question the results. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.